From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Coming next week, another landmark in Europe's gradual integration. The euro will enter circulation on January 1st, and within a matter of months, francs, marks, liras, a whole basket of European currencies will enter the dustbin of monetary history. Using the same bills and coins in Rome or Paris or Dublin should simplify European business. Of course, the transition has its wrinkles. For example, in Greece, the demise of the drachma is proving neither altogether popular nor easy. Dee Murphy is a producer for the BBC in Athens. Dee Murphy, are the Greeks happy to see the drachma go, or are they getting sentimental about their currency?
I think there's a lot of nostalgia involved with a currency that's been around for the last 7,000 years. I don't think you let it go easily.
Now, in many countries in Europe, there are campaigns organized to teach people about the euro and how to use it. In Greece, I gather, there's an extensive campaign.
Yes, and even the church has undertaken to help people out with, especially in the provinces where people are not as perhaps well educated or well aware of what is going on in the main centres in the country.
So the euro almost literally has the church's blessing in this case.
Yes, because don't forget that when you go to church, you put money in the box to light a candle, and it's going to be extremely difficult if you don't know what it costs in euros.
Well, the Greeks are looking ahead at a period when there actually will be euros and drachmas in circulation for a couple of months. Do they seem to have it under control and confident everything's going to go well?
Well, I'm sure that although theoretically it sounds perfect, in practice it's going to produce a great number of very entertaining items for evening news on both television and radio. The most popular Christmas present here in people's stockings has been euro calculators so that they can work out exactly what the change should be in terms of drachmas that they actually paid for until the end of February, by which time the drachma will definitely cease to exist.
Well, Dee Murphy, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Dee Murphy is a producer for the BBC in Athens. In Italy this year, there have been some landmark events on the crooked road to the euro, the first bank robberies targeting the new bills. Christopher Emsden is managing editor of Italy Daily. Mr. Emsden, I gather in Milan there was quite a bank robbery this week.
Yeah, there was. It probably happened on Christmas Eve, but it wasn't discovered until the day after. And now today they've added up the missing euros, and it's 1.35 million.
And I gather that in banks all over Italy and all over Europe, there would now be big stacks of euros.
Exactly. The people here may or may not have been looking for euros. They went into the safety deposit box area and rummaged through a lot of people's private boxes, but they discovered that the bank was putting all these stacks of euros there to later put into the automatic teller machines. And apparently they took their time to get a lot of them out of there. As it happened on the same day in Bologna, another bank robbery happened. That one was a little bit more of a classic hold-up operation.
Now, apart from the bank robberies, has reception for the euro in Italy generally been positive, and has it been pretty smooth?
Italians are the most enthusiastic in all the surveys that are ever done about the new currency, and it might be quite a shock because, as you know, in Italy it's very easy to be a millionaire when you count your money in lira. 500 US dollars is a million lira. So now it would be more like 500 euros, which is a lot less than a million.
Well, Mr. Emsden, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Christopher Emsden of Italy Daily. The advent of the euro does not affect the entire European Union. Britain, notably, remains outside the eurozone. But there are places outside the EU where a transition will take place. The Yugoslav Republic of Montenegro embraced reality 2 years ago and declared its de facto currency, the German mark, its legal currency. Zoran Ljumovic, a Montenegrin business commentator, says a lot of marks will be taxed for the first time when they're taken to the bank to be changed to euros, because a lot of those marks are under the proverbial mattress.
People have lost their faith in banks, and only a small percentage of money is in the banks actually. It is estimated now that about $100 million, and that in so-called home earnings are several times more.
Well, with the looming arrival of the euro and the phasing out of the mark, has the Deutschmark lost its value on the streets of Montenegro?
I don't know, but more important than this is that it seems that the dollar is rising. Mm-hmm. On the streets, people are saying that dollar now is 5, 6, 7, 8% has today bigger value than official exchange rate.
But it sounds to me that a clever streetwise arbitrageur could go around using dollars to buy up a lot of German marks, change them into euros, and make a quick killing over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, at least on each transaction, at least 6%.
Now, if I simply held on to that money and I still had it come the end of March, it would be worthless, I gather, from what you're saying.
It will be very difficult to... It will be worthless, probably.
Hmm. Well, I guess people could try to convert their cash into some other kind of asset. Are they buying land or jewels or things like that? Or?
Yes, of course. It seems that real estate, flats, and dollar are most popular goods in the Montenegro today.
Well, Zoran Ljubović in Podgorica, Montenegro, thank you very much for talking with us. I just have one more question for you. In Montenegrin, how will you say euro, and what will the plural of euro be?
Euro will be singular noun. Euro and euri would be plural.
That is a question that countries throughout Europe have had to answer. What is the vocabulary and grammar of the new currency? Willy Aylin is Director of Press and Public Affairs in Washington for the European Commission. Mr. Aylin, each country had to figure out not only what it'll call the euro, it's the euro, but what you call the plural of euros. So in France, for example.
In France, it's spelt E-U-R-O-S, but the French, not pronouncing the S at the end of the word, simply will say les euros.
And the Germans?
And the German will say die Euro, without bothering.
No ending, no plural.
No N, no S, no whatever.
The Italians?
Gli Euro. The same thing. They don't bother about the plural form. They could have said gli Euri or whatever, but no. They stuck to euro.
And this actually was a formal decision of linguists in Italy, that they had to decide what the plural would be.
In certain countries, they decided, and other countries simply adapted, like the French. They simply put an S at the end. But it wasn't big, and it was no big deal. Robert, you know that actually there is a movement there, and people are interested to get used to it, acquainted with it. They are aware of it, and they will start using it.
Well, Willy Aylin, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
You're most welcome. My pleasure.
Willy Aylin of the European Commission. By the way, he adds that Americans who have old European coins and banknotes can change them into euros at many American banks over the next 2 months.